This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Have you ever gotten a package that you didn't order? If so, you could be a part of a brushing scam. I had never heard of this until earlier this week, but helping us to make sense of it, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted SEC, Alex Hammerstone. Alex, how are you?
Very well. Yourself?
Good. I was fascinated, when I was talking to one of our producers, Jordan Fiegel, that he feels like he's now, you know, part of a brushing scam because he had a package delivered to his door that he didn't order. Explain brushing scams, what that means.
Sure, absolutely. You know, so for any of us that shop online, you know, one of the things that drives our decisions are these ratings that products or sellers have. And, you know, you're much more likely to want to buy something with, you know, a few hundred reviews that are positive. And so sellers know this, and they want to get as many reviews as possible. And so for them, getting fake reviews is not always easy, because these larger sites like Amazon or Alibaba or some of the other ones, they'll require you to actually ship something to show that you sent something to a customer in order to allow a review to be written. So they'll send something of really nominal value to you so that they can show that something was delivered, have a record of that, and then create a positive review for their product, which will help them sell more things.
So how is this – I mean, obviously it's a scam, but who's in charge of making sure this doesn't happen?
So generally it's the websites that are the platforms for selling these things. Just with the sheer volume of transactions, you know, it can be tough to, you know, police all of these. And they certainly have things in place to try to stop it and try to recognize fake reviews. But just with the volume of them, and of course, you know, sites make money the more products that are sold, et cetera, it's not easy to catch all of these. So it's a pretty common thing.
Okay, so if it's third-party stuff and fake reviews, my concern would be if they got my address to send me a package I didn't order, I'd be concerned about what they're doing with my address. Should other people, in other words, could that fall in the wrong hands and somebody end up going to your house and breaking in and robbing your place? Is that out of the realm of possibilities?
Well, so nothing's ever out of the realm of possibilities. But as far as, you know, things that I worry about, you know, I think anybody over a certain age remembers, you know, we used to get phone books, you know, where literally you'd get dropped on your porch, you know, a listing of every single name and address in your community, right? So, and these are all public record, and it's pretty easy for these scammers to go on the internet or just go to marketing lists and get names and addresses to send people these things. Now, there is the possibility that they got your name and address from kind of another data breach or something else, and they may use that information for other nefarious purposes like identity theft or things like that. But I, if I'm receiving these packages, I'm not as concerned about that. Generally, it is as simple as them wanting to be able to create more online reviews and sell more products.
So do you encourage anybody that might be a part of a brushing scam that got a package, what would they do in order to contact somebody to let them know?
So a couple things. You know, the FTC has kind of come out and said if you get one of these unsolicited packages, that you can keep it, right? I mean, there's no harm in that. Of course, that means if it's addressed to you and you didn't order it. You know, if you get a big screen TV delivered to you with your neighbor's name on it, then, yeah, obviously you have an obligation to kind of help them receive their item. But if you receive something to your name that you did not order, you can keep it. But generally what you want to do is report it to the platform, so like Amazon or eBay or whomever else, to let them know so they can kind of keep track of who's running these scams and help prevent these fake reviews and kind of help consumers make better decisions.
Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted SEC, talking about brushing scams. How long has this been prevalent?
So it's been going on a long time, you know, for really as long as, you know, online selling's been happening. These have been occurring. They really came into the news quite a bit when, I think it was a year or two ago, when everyone was receiving those unsolicited seed packages from overseas in the mail. And there was a lot of concern that it may be some kind of bioterrorism or, you know, foreign actors trying to introduce invasive species. But really, the investigation showed that it really was these brushing scams. You know, seeds are very cheap, and it's something they can send to people and kind of show a delivery. But this has really been going on, you know, as long as e-commerce has been going on. Because, again, consumers are looking for, you know, things that have a lot of reviews and positive reviews. And sellers know this, and so that they can kind of create these fake positive reviews, they can sell a lot more product.
Alex, once again, fascinating stuff. I never knew it existed. I'm curious as to how many others in the audience knew about this brushing. Maybe I'm the only one. I don't know, the brushing scam. But I was fascinated by it, still am, and I think it's something worth keeping an eye on, that's for sure. Alex, have a happy New Year. Thank you.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right, we'll step away and come back here on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Christian Garrick, sitting in for the sheriff here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.